All right, let's get to your phone tap.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So this one is from Sarah. Hey, Ben and Kelly, need you to get my brother with the phone tap.
Okay.
Seems to find it impossible to cook for himself and orders out for his meals basically every single day. He claims that it's all he has time for. I'm hoping that you guys can come up with a little phone tap, have a little fun with him.
So yeah, her brother, Marshall, he's having to be investigated by William Hassenpepper, who works at his apartment complex. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there, is this Marshall?
Yes, it is.
Marshall, hi. William Hassenpepper from the landlord's office. Can I just steal a little moment of your time?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Well, we've actually gotten a few complaints from your neighbors, and I just wanted to get your take on it.
Complaints about what?
Well, Marshall, they're just a little nervous because there are a bunch of people coming by your unit like every night.
Okay, well, why does that make them nervous?
Well, they don't stay very long, and they're just seem like they're dropping something off.
Well, they probably are dropping something off.
Right, they mentioned that they usually bring a bag that they give you.
Okay, yeah, that's just delivery people.
Right, we understand that they're delivering something, and there are reports of money changing hands. Marshall, you know we have a zero drug tolerance here, right?
Oh.
It's just for takeout. I order out a lot.
All right, well, what about the smells? Your neighbors through the shared walls says he smells some pretty weird stuff coming out of your place.
Yeah, like I said, it's food. The dish I get, sometimes from the Chinese place smells pretty strong, probably curry.
Right. Curry. Hard to know what meth is if you never smelled it.
Oh.
I wouldn't know.
Look, I get it. We just want to be sure. Living in a close community, we all have to make sure we get along.
And we do. Look, I'm telling you that I'm not a drug dealer or user or whatever they think I am. I get a lot of food delivered. That's all.
Okay, would it be possible when the delivery comes for you just to pull whatever it is in the bag out while your door is still open?
You can't be serious.
Look, it would ease a lot of minds. Maybe take a bite of whatever it is. Say something like, oh, man, you guys make the best tacos or whatever. Just loud enough so people peering through their curtains can hear it.
Wow. You know what? Sure. I will do it next time, but just once. I can't believe this.
All right, that'd be good. That'd help out a lot. Maybe denounce drugs, too, while you're at it. Say something like, who needs drugs when I get high on tacos?
Oh, my gosh.
You're out of your mind. Listen, I will take a bite in the doorway. That's it.
Right. Well, I appreciate that. And your sister did say that you were kind of touchy about this.
When did you talk to my sister?
Well, Marshall, when she wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly K show and set you up for a little phone tap.
No way. Oh, man. I haven't listened to you guys before. So stupid. I should have done something was up.
Who needs drugs when I get high on tacos?
Why have they not used that as a slogan?
Yeah, I know. That's right. There needs to be some taco place that adopts that.
That could be effective.
All right, there you go. That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.